Laura, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been 6 years since your last album. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to in that time.
In the last 6 years, I made a web series called Amateur Hour. And yeah, so like I finished touring and promoting the last album, and then I wasn't really feeling like jumping into another album straight away. And I'd had this idea for making a variety series because Australia didn't seem to have any shows that were like good comedy and music and all of that stuff. And I had to teach myself how to do it, which takes a long time. And making half-hour episodes takes a long time as well, and editing them and all that stuff. So I did that, and rounding up people who are volunteering their time. It's pretty big. So did that, made a season, decided to make another season. And then I came back to music.
And with that break as well, I mean, I know you've been in and around the music industry for a while. Do you think that there's been any sort of significant changes in the industry since you last put out your last album?
There's just a lot more digital marketing required for artists. Like, I remember when I started playing shows again of this new stuff, I remember thinking it was novel, like Instagram stories, just people, like you finish a show and you have all these notifications of people who have been filming your show. Like, that was a new thing for me. And Spotify and all that stuff. It's been a while of people not really buying music, so that kind of... That was still happening 6 years ago.
And I know on the album as well, there are some there's some quite political moments, namely Give Boys Pink Toys, Your Shit, which is truly my favourite song name of the year. Was writing and recording those songs more of a cathartic moment, or was it more of a way of adding your voice to some of these conversations?
It's a good question. A bit of both. Yeah, it's probably the first time I've written political songs. I write angry songs, like it's how I get out my feelings. It was frustrating. There's a song on the album called Shame, which is about the gay marriage debate. And when you're helpless in those scenarios, it's kind of the only thing you can do is at least kind of pull apart how you feel about it. And that's what I did.
And the record as well, musically it cuts across, there's some rock, there's some country on there, a bit of shoegaze. What were you listening to when you were writing and recording this album? What were some of the inspirations you were drawing?
I wrote the bulk of the album at a songwriting residency in Bundanon, near Nowra. And I was listening to a whole bunch of different stuff, which is what I normally do anyway. Cocteau Twins definitely inspired Diptych, which is one of the singles. I was listening to a bit of them. I was listening to Dori Previn, who's a folk singer from the 70s. And then I was watching music documentaries. I kind of made a rule for myself that the whole time I was at this residency, I was only allowed to feed my brain with creative things. If I wasn't going to be writing songs, if I wanted to have a break and watch TV, I wasn't allowed to just like watch trash or something. I had to watch something about creativity that might give me food for thought. So I watched a Bill Withers documentary and a few other things. I can't even remember anymore.
I know you mentioned as well some of the stuff you've been up to. You do wear a number of hats, working full time. You mentioned Amateur Hour as well. I know you're also a graphic designer. Where do you fit songwriting and recording into your routine? Do you make time for it separately, or do you sort of weave it into everything else that you're doing?
I tried this album to separate it and just do that residency. I was hoping that I would get the whole album written there so that it wouldn't impinge on my personal life and my work life and stuff, because I was in a relationship at the time when I was writing it. But as it turned out, I only had 3 weeks, and you can't write an album in 3 weeks. But it was quite difficult, to be honest. I did that residency. I came back to Melbourne. And then I booked in the recording time, say it was like 4 months later. And then I was like, okay, cool, I've got 3 months to write the rest of the album. That should be fine. Like, I'll do it on weekends and weeknights and stuff. But when you finish a day at work, you just don't feel inspired or like you don't have any energy. So it is quite difficult. I don't have an answer for you. It creates a lot of tension with partners, and it's quite hard to try and fit it in around life.
Sounds like it took a little bit of a toll.
Yes, did take a toll. But yeah, that's why I try and get these residencies, so that I can just remove myself and get the bulk of it done.
I know when putting the record together as well, it was partially supported by crowdfunding. It must feel pretty good knowing that so many people were willing to chip in and make the record happen.
Totally. I couldn't have made the album without crowdfunding and government grants. So I got the residency and then I got grants from Creative Victoria, City of Melbourne, Creative Partnerships Australia. So the crowdfunding was matched by Creative Partnerships Australia. And I did crowdfunding with my last album and I found that it was a good way to just treat it as a pre-order campaign and reward the fans that are getting in early that have been supporting you.
And speaking of getting on the road as well, you've been touring a lot this month with your band, The Bin Chickens. Speaking of glorious names, how's it been taking the album on the road?
It's been awesome. We're the best of friends. It's really nice to get some quality hang time in with everyone. And we've been driving to most of the shows, which I don't think many bands do anymore, like getting in the van and driving 8 hours and then playing. But it's been awesome. And the band is now really tight.
And that's something as well, because you hear, I feel, a lot about bands that they get to the end of the tour and don't even want to speak to each other anymore. So it's nice to hear the opposite for once.
Oh, yeah. We love each other. It's great.
Laura, we really appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
It's intoxicating, that autonomy. We aren't treating this matter as suspicious. Time is fleeting. The family are religious, and they're always right on time with something carefully designed. Sailing magic but performing. Drain the river. Dry, dry, dry. There's a mountain and a road off to the side. And no point in looking for you, still I tried. Declared it dead when you mentioned the weather. I bled, it made me feel better. 'Cause you're always right on time with something carefully designed to hit. Sailing magic but performing. Sailing magic just performing. We aren't treating this matter as suspicious. Time is fleeting. Leave me your dirty dishes. When you're always right on time with something carefully designed.